Federal prosecutors say two Westbrook men face multiple charges for conspiring to turn food stamp and other welfare benefits into cash in a scheme based at a Portland halal market. Agents from the FBI, IRS, and the Department of Agriculture were tipped to the alleged criminal enterprise by Maine's Department of Health and Human Services last year, according to an affidavit seeking a warrant to raid the Aram Halal Market on Portland's Forest Avenue. The warrant also included details of a federal undercover operation at the store, which is now under different ownership. It was then owned by Ali Ratib Daham, while his younger brother, Abdul Rakim Daham, was cashier. Prosecutors say they ran several schemes, in most cases, by allowing customers to use electronic benefit cards or government checks to get cash from welfare programs that are supposed to be used to buy food. The indictment alleges they made bank deposits worth millions of dollars that included a mixture of legitimate and fraudulent transactions. Both men face charges that carry a 5-year prison sentence, while the older brother could face 20 years for charges that include money laundering and wire fraud. A lawyer for the older brother says he'll plead not guilty to all the charges. It wasn't immediately clear who is representing the younger brother.